Welcome to Timeshare on PANJRadio.com. I'm your host, Marie Jackson. A timeshare for many of us is a vacation spot, a break from the routine, a place to go for a change of scene or a time out from the to-do list. Afterward, we return feeling refreshed, energized, rested. The timeshare you just tuned into can be seen as that kind of time out from your schedule, a place to take a break and a breath. Then you can go back to your day renewed. Every Thursday from noon until 1, we discuss and explore the subject of metaphysics. Metaphysics is a field of philosophy addressing the nature and spirit of being, existence, time, space, and causality. It bridges the gap between science and faith. On the phone with me now is my guest, Kathy Lipinski, a registered nurse who holds a Master of Science in Nursing. Kathy is also a master teacher of Usui Tibetan Reiki, a practitioner of Jikiden Reiki. She is certified in massage therapy and bodywork and has 25 years of experience working with energy-based healing modalities. Kathy is also a certified hypnotist and has trained with Dr. Brian Weiss, who is well regarded as an authority in past life regression therapy. Kathy's private practice, Healing from the Heart, is located in New York. You can learn more about her and her work through her website, ReikiHypnosis.com, ReikiHypnosis.com. On a personal note about Kathy, I am a Karuna Reiki master, and Kathy was my teacher and master for that level of learning and attunement. I call on Kathy whenever I have a concern about practicing or a question about any kind of energy healing modality. Because Kathy has roots in both the scientific and the metaphysical worlds, I have a special respect for the perspective she brings to this work. I know she will offer a considered and balanced approach to any question from either field. Kathy is all about self-healing and self-empowerment, helping her clients to access their own inner wisdom to realize their wholeness. The universe is self-correcting and self-healing. And as energetic beings in this universe, Kathy tells us everything we need to live our wholeness is already within us. Through tools such as hypnosis and Reiki, Kathy helps her clients bring about their own healing experiences. She tells us the human body is the ultimate healer. Our job is to assist in the process. We're going to be working with some of that process today, the experience of healing through hypnosis and past life regression. You can text me at 215-470-1288 if you have a question or a comment for Kathy. This is going to be a fun conversation to have on the air. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Marie.
It's good to have you here.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.
Is it snowing up there?
Just tickles here and there.
Yeah, we're getting more than tickled down here.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us, Kathy. What's hypnosis?
Hypnosis is basically focused attention or selected perception, where you focus on one thing at a time and you block out the rest. And believe it or not, we actually are in hypnosis several times a day. Mm. If you're driving on the highway and you're at exit 58, and next thing you know that you're at exit 20, like, how did I get here? You were thinking so intently about something, your focus was on one thing in particular, that you blocked everything out. But yet your subconscious mind got you there safely. So it's very much focused attention. And sometimes hypnosis is a communication between the conscious and the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are in hypnosis, you're distracting the conscious mind. Like you and I speaking right now, that's our conscious mind. But underneath the subconscious mind, the hard drive of the computer is playing different tapes. What do I say next? What am I thinking about? Things like that. So it's a communication between the conscious and subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind holds every memory we've ever had.
The subconscious mind holds all that.
The subconscious mind, yes.
I see. So it's a little bit like we have a parallel processor and a linear processor going on at the same time.
Yes.
And we can access one or the other depending on what our concentration is.
Right.
Okay.
If you think about, you know, just being in the world every day, there's thousands of stimuli coming at you all at once. You can't focus on every one or you drive yourself crazy. So you have selective perception. You only pay attention to one or two things. And hypnosis is even more refined than that. For example, you'd be focusing on what the hypnotist would be saying to you, and everything could be going on outside of you, noise and things like that, but you're so focused on the words that you're getting to that subconscious mind.
How does hypnosis work with past life regression?
Well, how it works with past life regression, most people that do past life regression will use hypnosis as the induction or the road in to a past life. And what you would do is, hypnosis can be very much very active. It can be getting the client more involved, but mostly it's the hypnotist is guiding, helping you to relax so that you can let go of the everyday world, letting go of the everyday stuff that's going on, settle into relaxation, and then access the memories inside. And you don't have to be relaxed in hypnosis. You don't have to be relaxed to do a past life, because some people perceive that they have to be totally relaxed, and that's not true. Because there's also what they call rapid inductions, mm-hmm. where they can just bypass the conscious mind and get right to that subconscious mind. You don't have to be relaxed, but most people will take you that way because it's easier for people to have a past life when they're a little more relaxed.
As you're speaking here, I'm remembering some of my training with you about the energy that we are embodying all the time. Are you saying that in hypnosis, what we're doing is we're accessing other levels of energy and we're leaving our sensory integration behind? Our physical integration?
Not necessarily energy, maybe levels of consciousness.
Okay.
Because sometimes it's more about consciousness than energy.
Okay. I'm looking forward to this past life regression. We're going to do that in the second half. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So
now, one other thing I want to add is that many hypnotists, what we do is we actually help people to be empowered through the use of self-hypnosis.
Mm.
And self-hypnosis is very easy to do. You could do it simply by taking, a nice deep breath in and breathing out and saying to yourself, I am calm, I am relaxed. And you could use the breath with hypnosis and count yourself from 10 down to 1. So 10 nice deep breaths, and on the exhale, saying to yourself, I am calm, I am relaxed. And that's very good when people are doing presentations, when people are getting ready to fly. So it's not just the hypnotist that hypnotizes you. Self-hypnosis is very powerful also.
So self-hypnosis would be helpful for those of us who have performance anxiety.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how long would you suggest we do this? I am calm, I am relaxed, and counting from 10 and down to 1, and do it maybe 2 or 3 times or just one time?
It depends. It depends on how much time you have. Mm-hmm. For the person that's highly anxious, you can do 25.
Okay.
Breaths down to 1.
Okay.
What I usually do is I start small, so I help people be successful. So we start with 3 deep breaths. And then as they feel comfortable with that, we move to 10 deep breaths. And they would do it every day. They would do it more before a stressful event, things like that. So it's like a muscle that the more you use it, the more you exercise it, the stronger it gets.
So if, for example, I'm going to, do some kind of a performance, something at Carnegie Hall, for example, from my lips to God's ears, right?
Right.
I would have to practice this ahead of time.
Yes.
It's the kind of thing that I wouldn't just kind of jump right in and say, okay, I'm going to be on stage in 20 minutes, so I'll start doing this practice now. It's the kind of thing that I should do when I'm feeling not stressed.
Right. That you would learn ahead of time.
Okay.
And ideally, the earlier you get the person in before the event, the better.
Okay.
But this is good for sports. Mm-hmm. This is good for any kind of performance, any kind of, before. I've used it when I'm flying. So before we take off, I'll sit, for mm-hmm. a few minutes and do my breathing. I am calm. I'm relaxed. And you'd be surprised how much it helps.
I'm glad to hear this because I do have performance anxiety under different circumstances. And
I think everybody does.
That's comforting to know.
Yeah.
That's comforting to know. I think back to when I was in school, I was not a very good test taker. Because my anxiety would just cloud my vision. I couldn't think of anything. I couldn't remember anything. This would have been a good exercise for students then.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah, and this works very well with Reiki also.
I was just about to ask you how Reiki plays a part in all of this.
Yeah, well, what I teach a lot of nurses and healthcare professionals, and you know how stressed they are and how much little time they have during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'll tell them to do is to place their hands on themselves, let the Reiki start flowing, and use the breath work, and just start out with three. So taking the breath in, three, breathing out, I am calm, I am relaxed, and they can say Reiki is flowing. So you have the combination of the calming the mind and the sensation of the Reiki, you know, addressing the mind-body. And that's one of the reasons I like Reiki with hypnosis, because people have that mind-body connection. You know, the thoughts, the words can address their mind, and the Reiki can address their body, because they'll have that sensation.
So they don't necessarily have to be attuned to Reiki. They can make this work for themselves.
Oh, if you're using it for yourself, yes. But if you were doing it for someone else, no.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Does the regular practice of meditation help in having a more fulfilling session? Because as you're saying, I am calm, I am relaxed. If my mind is jumping around to 48 things, it's going to be really hard to get to that I am calm, I am relaxed.
Yes, meditation can help. And people think meditation, you have to have an absolute empty mind, and that's not true. There are many, many types of meditation. You can have a walking meditation, where you're just focusing on breathing and taking all the sights around you. You can have a mantra that you repeat to yourself. One of the things I also suggest to my clients is when they're stuck in a situation or have anxiety, they'll walk around and they'll say to themselves, sooner or later I'll figure it out. Sooner or later I'll figure it out. So it becomes like a walking mantra. And meditation, guided imagery, visualization are all in the same vein, so to speak. And the nice thing about that is that if you listen to a meditation, for me, I have to listen to something. I find it very hard to be quiet.
Mm.
Very easy. If someone, you know, speaks to me, I'm going right there with them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But meditation, guide imagery, yes, they can all help to have a successful, more fulfilling hypnosis session. And in fact, what I usually do is I have on my website a guided meditation beginning relaxation, and I often suggest that my clients listen to that before they meet me. This way, they at least they know my voice, they know what to expect. And again, I know I'm going on about this, but one of the things when people do hypnosis or past life regression, one of the biggest obstacles is fear. Can I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Will I be able to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And also control. Control is a huge issue because people think that they're going to be controlled by the hypnotist, and that's not true. So the person is always in control. They can always come out of the hypnosis anytime they want. So going back to your initial question, yes, meditation can help.
Well, you're making some really important points there because, if you know, fear is what drives us in a lot of ways, and
right.
That's what's at the root of doubt, and I don't know that I can do this, and I really shouldn't allow myself to be controlled by somebody else, and if I let go of control of myself, then somebody else takes over. So those are important points that you're bringing up, and I'm really appreciate that you mentioned that just now.
Yeah, because that's one of the biggest things, or one of the challenges when people do past life, you know, can I do this,
mm-hmm.
or I'm afraid of losing control.
Mm-hmm. Let me reintroduce you. You are listening to Timeshare on PANJRadio.com. I am Marie Jackson, your host. My guest today is Kathy Lipinski, registered nurse, Reiki practitioner, hypnotist, and past life regression therapist. You can text me at 215-470-1288 with your questions or comments. I just mentioned that you are a nurse, and because you have a background in the sciences, can you explain why recognizing past life trauma can get healed and once it is revealed and addressed in a current life?
Okay. I would say that subconscious mind holds all our records, holds everything we've learned, and holds all the interpretation that we've done from early childhood on. And sometimes those things that happen to us are interpreted incorrectly.
Mm.
And the subconscious mind always works to protect us. So it reveals to us what we need to know when we're ready. And the other part is that when you have hypnosis or past life regression, people don't always have a detailed experience, but sometimes the subconscious mind gives you symbols or metaphors of why something is happening in your life. And then having the knowledge of that and understanding that can help you heal. We know that Louise Hay says it's only a thought and a thought can be changed.
Right.
And when you have a different way of thinking about something, then you can change the way you feel. And then changing the way you feel can then help you change behavior. So scientifically, I don't know if I have an exact explanation for you, but I know that when people come to me for hypnosis or past life, for example, for a health problem, a relationship issue, they may not always get the exact answer they need, but they get something. And that's their subconscious mind speaking to them. And if they can have that awareness, sometimes changing that thought can change the direction they go with their illness. It can change pain. People have had an awareness of why I have pain here. There's been some work with children at the University of Virginia. Dr. Ian Stevenson conducted more than 2,000 sessions, and he found that with some children, if they had a traumatic death in a past life, they might be born with a birthmark or scar in that area. So they carry that over from a past life. So I think I'm going around and around. I don't know if I answered your question.
No, actually, you're making a lot of sense. You're leading me to another question, though, because a lot of this makes sense. Because when the event takes place, for example, a five-year-old child, let's say, a five-year-old child in a prior life, whoever you were in that prior life at the age of five, you don't have enough life experiences to really keep it in balance and keep it in perspective.
And interpret it
and really understand what happened, because we're just so limited and we have limited language and we have limited experiences to really integrate everything that's taking place. And it takes time. We live in a time dimension, so it takes time to have other experiences so that we can hold our balance when we look at that event again.
Right.
And looking at it.
For example, a woman came in, not to me, but to a fellow colleague, with a phobia of snakes. Mm. And under hypnosis, she traced it back to when she was out in the forest with her father she was like 5 or 6 years old, and there was something moving through the bushes, and she thought it was a snake. When she was regressed, they found out that it was a little frog.
Oh.
So by changing that perception, she was able to heal her phobia of snakes.
So she held the fear of snakes all that time,
yeah.
And it wasn't grounded in snakes. But she didn't realize that until she was taken to that place and recognized it for what it really was.
Right. And that's what the healing comes in, when you're changing the way you think or perceive something. For example, too, sometimes in hypnosis, you do age regressions, and you take a person back to a younger age, and perhaps they look at their parents from a different perspective, and they understand their parents and why they treated them the way they did. And with that, they can have compassion, understanding, and release it, and then they can move on. So sometimes it's a matter of changing perception.
Well, a lot of it is perception, isn't it? How we see something. Mm-hmm. Exactly, how we see something. What is a typical session like? I know we're going to do an abbreviated session in the second half of the show, but can you tell us what a typical session is like?
Past life, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Basically, what you would do is I spend some time with the client first. I do send them out information ahead of time so they can do some reading. I suggest they listen to my relaxation so they're familiar with my voice. And we'll come in, and I'll ask them, what are you looking for? You know, what can I help you with today? Is there a relationship difficulty you're concerned about, a health problem, a fear or phobia, maybe someplace you're blocked in your life? And some people want to know, you know, what's my purpose in life? You know, why am I here? So we'll talk about that. I'll do a general discussion about hypnosis, emphasizing that you're always in control. And I also speak with them about letting go of expectation, because sometimes what you get is healing of a perception, as we spoke about before. You may not have, especially the first time, you may not have the most wonderful past life, but each time you do it, it gets easier and easier to do. So it's the explanation, helping them to move through any fears. I ask about, you know, favorite colors, places that they feel safe, And then we move on to a beginning the relaxation. And I'll take them through relaxation, which I'll do in the second half of the show, and just ask several questions. And I always suggest they don't try to figure it out either, because sometimes that can get a person stuck trying to say, oh, am I in the 1800s, am I in the 1900s? Just let it be. And use all of your senses, because some people don't feel, some people don't see, but they'll smell or they'll taste or they'll have a different, or they'll have a knowing. So when you have a past life exploration, sometimes it comes in as a knowing or an awareness, not necessarily a picture. And then we'll discuss it afterwards.
And the client just needs to trust whatever is unfolding, just trust it to be what it is, because that's what they need at
that
time. Now,
the nice thing about when you do one-to-one, I can guide them, so we'll be speaking back and forth. I also do group sessions where, like we'll be doing today, where I'll just be asking questions and we won't be dialoguing. So when it's one-to-one, it's a little bit easier that you can move them through. For example, if one part is traumatic, you can say to them, you're in control, float above, look down, or pretend you're watching a movie on a screen. So you can take yourself out of it.
Is it helpful for you and your client to have had any preparatory sessions? That is should they even be in some kind of preparatory therapy with you ahead of time so the conversation isn't so cold?
I usually suggest that they come to a group session or perhaps listen to a CD. There's a lot of good CDs out there. Brian Weiss has some CDs, and listen to it that way so they have a little bit of idea what to expect.
Earlier you said it would be helpful if they listen to your relaxation. Do you have something on your website?
Yes, it's on my website. It's under the services tab. And if you scroll all the way down to the middle, it's an MP3. You can download it, put it on your iTunes, or you can listen to it on your computer. It's about 22 minutes of beginning. It's called Beginning Relaxation.
Excellent, excellent.
So it's a nice way to help you move into the relaxation. And the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Okay. Who is your ideal client?
Who is my ideal client? My ideal client is someone that's ready. Someone that's ready to heal, someone that's ready to do the work, someone that's ready to move to their next level of awareness. Someone that wants to do it. They're not there because my mother, my father, my wife, my husband wants me to do it. Somebody that wants to be there and wants to move.
And be open to whatever the experience brings them.
Right.
Very
and
good.
For example, one beautiful experience was one woman came and she didn't have the experience of past life, but because she was in that hyper-aware state, she had a visit from her mom who died just a month ago.
Oh, my gosh.
So she said, I don't care about the past life. This was just, you know, better than I could have expected.
Yeah. When we open ourselves up to...
That's the healing. You always get what you need.
You always get what you need, and you just need to be ready for whatever it is that's coming and be open to it and not decide ahead of time what it should be. Terrific. I can't believe the first half of the session went already. this is really quick. You're listening to Timeshare on PANJradio.com. I'm your host, Marie Jackson. Kathy Lipinski and I will be back in a few minutes. And when we return, we're going on a brief past life regression. So please stay with us. Kathy, can you tell our listeners how to prepare for this, what to expect, how they should be ready for this?
Yes. I would suggest don't be listening to this while you're driving, obviously. Don't be working any machinery or doing anything that you have to concentrate on. So allow yourself to have some quiet time, sit in a chair, relax, shut the phone off, shut your cell phone off, and just let yourself have an experience. And some people sometimes may feel like they're making it up, and that's okay too, because the subconscious mind is really about imagination. So just relax and enjoy.
It's going to be fun. Thanks, Kathy. Stay with us, listeners. We'll be right back.